You're listening to the Evolved Life Podcast. The Evolved Life Podcast are conversations for awakening, a taste of what's possible when we choose to live life at 100%. If you're hungry for personal, powerful change, whether you're an entrepreneur, a health enthusiast, or just looking to level up your life, you've come to the right place. Get ready to start enjoying the unfolding of life to its fullest, to expand from each moment and to usher in the experience of heaven on earth. In this podcast, we share deep chats with powerful people whose views will challenge your perspective and bring life and inspiration to your day. Welcome to the Evolved Life Podcast.
In the beginning, there was the Word. In the beginning, there was the Word. Nothing else. There was the Word. And this Word, once spoken, created all into existence through the Word. The power that lies within each word that is thought, that is spoken, that is put into action, is the power of creation. So which words is it that I am using? They're actually creating the intended desire, the intended outcome, which rings through to my heart. And which words are causing the doubt, the insecurity, the blindness, the forgetfulness, the illusion of anything less than heaven here on earth? The importance of each word that I let utter from my lips is indescribable. It's ineffable. How important it is that I consciously choose each word to create my intended desire. This is a question. This is an answer. This is a meaning. This is an awareness. This is consciousness. I met Master Nigel just over a year ago, and my life has never been the same. The awareness he has helped me to create around each word that I speak so that my truth rings through my heart and creates a ripple effect out into the world as I know it has allowed me to transform my entire life to one that is indeed my heaven on earth. Master Nigel was a big part of bringing that to my awareness. So today we're going to sit down with him and dissect what some of these words are, how to use words powerfully and intentionally to create reality as you see fit, as the maker of your own experience. I know you're excited for this, so definitely check out the show notes if you'd like to actually connect with him and do a free call. We're going to get right in to the program here because it is amazing, the knowledge that Nigel rings out, the vibration, the presence, the consciousness, and the awareness that anyone who listens to this episode is going to achieve, to reveal, to remember.
I'm going to set an intention for this conversation.
Yes.
And that is that anyone who listens to this conversation and really takes to heart the information that comes out of it, the reminders that come out of it, aid that person in navigating their life in the greatest way possible so that they can experience their heaven on earth. Would Master Nigel like to add to that in any way?
Oh, I concur. I sincerely accept now, more than believe, that heaven on earth is a birthright, it's a natural state of things, and everything else is an error. And so my intention in this conversation is to set, I'm setting the intention that anyone who listens to this conversation will come to the realization that heaven on earth is a birthright, and any other experiences is the result of some form of distortion, limitation on truth. And so in this conversation with Master Ian, the light will be shunned and people can see the truth again.
And I'm really, really excited. I know that Master Nigel, he, in my experience, he's really particular with the words that are being used. And I think that maybe because it's an act of creation, each thing that I'm speaking, each thing that I'm thinking. And some of the time, I think there may be words that are synonymous. So I heard that it was an error to see anything other than heaven on earth. And I may say an illusion. I think I heard Master Nigel mention the word distortion, a disturbance in the field or the force. In the case that I was watching Star Wars. So there may be several words that interchange. And I just thought to bring this up in the very beginning. Yes. Based on the conversation I've had previously with Master Nigel, there are many words that are almost synonymous. They have a little different frequency each. However, they're used interchangeably. And I'd like to just invite anybody to just consider that and listen for those words and see how many that they can identify during this. Because it is these words that create those illusions, those errors, those distortions, or even lies that I tell myself.
Yes. Let's see. There's more that I wanted to build on what Master Ian just said. However, I'm thinking that to the extent that there's a sort of structure to this conversation, then it will allow for the deeper investigation of words to come through. So my first question is, do you have a preferred way of flowing, like, okay, your story or any of those kind of things? Because I can flow in any direction, but I like structure. Go ahead.
As can I, and I think we just let it flow however it does. One thing that keeps coming up to mind is to ask you, when you first met me, This was December of 2018.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
December 2018.
Yes.
I met Master Nigel, and I was flying on high when I met him, because I just moved to Miami. I was doing this Pathwaves Life thing, and I was feeling great. And this guy walks by, and I'm like, "Who's that?" Yeah. And he ended up talking to somebody else that I knew, and him and I started talking, and immediately you saw a couple of things in me. You saw my greatness, and you also saw the errors that I was making. Yeah. And the words I was using. So maybe talk a little bit about that first impression. Like, what was it that you experienced when you met me? Because we ended up working together for the next 6 months or so, almost every single day.
Yes. There's like a little front end to that story, right? Prior to meeting Master Ian, I had surrendered to my mission, my purpose. Like, I had just arrived in Miami myself. A year before I arrived in Miami without clear purpose, meaning I was brought here against my will, I have to say. And I was like, okay, I'm here. And I'm specifically looking for certain people, the great ones. And I was literally at the point of, okay, I guess this is the wrong place. I'm in the wrong place. And that day, and I think it was December 2017, Master Ian, because 2018 was the year, January is when we started working together. And 2018 was one of my best years because of Master Ian. And so I remember thinking, this, the guy that you were actually talking to was the only one that I'd met that was engaged in anything deeper than surface. And so I was walking by him and you were talking to him. And I was like, but I didn't even notice him. I was just, it's like I'm literally walking by and my intuition said, he's one of them. I'm like, what? He's one of them. And it said that so loud, but then there was something about you. I couldn't even spot what it is. Your aura, there's something about you, Master Ian. And lately now, it's in your eyes. I think it's in your eyes, but you have a presence about you that radiates something, which the mind can comprehend later. But the point is, it arrests you. You have a field. So I walked through your field and whatever is in me said, oh, he's one of them. I literally did a reverse. I'm like, oh, excuse me. I think you're one of the, you're extraordinary, right? I think I asked you something like that, right?
Yes. Yes.
I remember you looking me in the eye. You weren't shocked. And that, you know, normally if you say something like that to a regular human, they're like, what? You know, they have a little reaction to you. But you kind of just looked at me clean, like, uh-huh. It wasn't, you didn't, I don't think you even answered the question, but there was nothing disturbing in your field. And in my spirit, it was absolute certainty. This is one of them. So I'm like, dude, so I just needed a test, right? So I said, can you whisper something in my ear? I can tell by how you speak. And I don't know what you actually said to me, but you said something. And the spirit in me confirmed, yes. So I'm like, dude, we need to talk. Remember that?
Yes.
It was just like straight up. And I, again, you just said, okay. There was no like, who's this strange guy? There was no, it was just like, we were supposed to meet. We went in that room. And I remember just starting to talk to you like, listen, you know this stuff, right? And I'm speaking about intentions, heaven on earth, manifesting. I didn't even know that you were about heaven on earth at the time. I had no clue about you except that this is the conversation I have and you're one of the great ones. And I remember describing this X1 chip. Do you remember? I mentioned this.
Yes. Coming in with a certain chip, with a certain mission, certain abilities.
Exactly.
Just like a computer chip, processing speed or some other function.
You have it. Whatever it is the extra chip. I call it X1, meaning number one, X for extra, the super something. And like, it was coming through me, Master Ian, right? I had never had that conversation. It's been a year since anyone even crossed my path. And so the moment I met you, things started to flow out of me to you. And I was just letting it flow because I'm like, listen, this is what I do. And somehow it's like you were, it's like a electrical circuit. When the circuit is connected, the current flows. I felt like current was flowing through me to you. Now, it'd be interesting to hear what it was like having the current from me to you. What was it like on your side?
Yeah, and it was really interesting. What was actually captivating me from the get-go was, I'm going to upgrade the language here for anybody listening. So there's certain words that cause this blindness and or illusion, forgetfulness, distortion, error. One of those words is whenever I create someone outside of me as being separate from me. So that you word and we word, or they word, they can get pretty tricky because now that creates this separation. So Master Nagel had come up with a way of doing this, and it was by calling everyone Master, followed by their name or maybe another title that they chose. So Master Nigel and I, even when speaking to each other, call each other Master Nigel, Master Ian. Occasionally you would drop in. So it may sound a little funny when the two of us are speaking. Yeah. Just jive with it and see how it happens as you're listening here. It'd be fun to listen back to this as well for me. So Master Nigel, in our first conversation, I was blown away because as quickly as he saw my greatness, what I also observed was he was really listening to every word I spoke. And now I know exactly how that works. But at the time, I was completely confused at how he saw all these errors and all of my insecurities, all of my doubts, all my concerns, all my avoidances, and how they came out in my language. So he had used this, and that's why he's like, we have got to talk, brother. Come into my room. And we went to one of these private offices, and Master Nigel started drawing on the wall a couple different things. Businesses, different vehicles, different patterns of individuals or different archetypes, and really broke down for me where I had gone wrong. And I'm thinking it was actually out of his awareness what was happening in my mind. So while he was painting this beautiful picture in terms of my different vehicles I was using to create business and bring in heaven on earth, he was bringing to my awareness all of my insecurities, all my doubts, all my concerns by speaking to me in this codified language. So this is going to happen for anybody listening right now. And I could feel it, something underneath happening. And I remember when it came to the point where Master Nigel asked me for money, he asked me for a lot more money than I was prepared to spend it.
The most money I've ever asked anyone for, by the way.
So, yeah, and it was as an intention for creating a level of commitment.
Yeah.
And when he asked, I was a little bit flabbergasted and surprised, and I had just met him a few minutes ago.
Where's the rapport, man?
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, what's going on here? And he invited me to make a choice different than how most of the time I would make choices at the time. In the past, I was making all my choices based on calculations in my head, in my brain, and seeing the pros and cons and looking for numbers or measurements to make those choices. And he shut my mind off for a moment and asked me to tap into my intuition. What does my intuition say? And all I heard was silence. All I heard was silence on my intuition. It had been so long since I was used my intuition to make any choices that it was completely turned off. And then Master Nigel made it so there were some easier decisions, just using the intuition to get me to practice using my intuition, even in the case that I got it wrong. And it was that exercise right there that awakened me to another part of me that I had been on one point in time, however I had turned it off because my mind became so overdeveloped and so good at solving things, and I became so intelligent and so great at getting my way, and my ego was so incredibly powerful running me and effective, a lot of unconscious competencies, and the invitation to use my, and not even just the invitation, the insistence that I use my intuition to make a choice.
Yes.
Just completely like turned on another part of me that had been sleeping for probably most likely around 5 years. So it was a really powerful experience on my side. Now, what was some of the language that maybe I used that clued you in to seeing where I was creating these illusions and doubts and concerns? Because I think it's really important for people to hear.
I'm going to answer the question, but not directly the way it was asked, right? So the question is, Nigel, what are some of the words, lists and words that I was using that was giving you a clue as, you know, what's going on with Master Ian, right? That's the question?
Yes.
And that question would kind of lead people, I mean, it will give you some clues, but it would be data gathering, right? So I'm going to give you another way, the way that I was actually looking at you, right? And how, what my decision-making process or whatever was guiding me. So the way I was looking at it is like, oh, this guy in front of me is a great master teacher already. Like, oh, I'm in front of Buddha. That's how I was looking at you, Master Yin. Period. And then I'm thinking, he sure talks funny for a Buddha. He's using some weird words for a Buddha. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a great master, but his language level is pretty low. Oof, damn. He must have forgotten his identity. And I think at some point, I described this image of Buddha, right? The golden Buddha. Did I talk about that?
Yes.
And I said, Ian, man, Master Ian, every time I see you, I see this. I remember the story of the Buddha that's in this village that's covered, it's a mount of mud. And then somebody noticed a little glimmer of light coming out of the mud. And, you know, then a couple of days later, the mud starts to crack. And there's light leaking out. And then somebody starts chipping away at the dirt. And lo and behold, under this dirt is a golden Buddha blazing with light and beauty and value and all that. So for me, my intuition told me this is a Buddha. This is a great master teacher here, but he's covered in virus language. So the language is distorting the true Buddha Ian. I'm like, oh. And because prior to meeting you, I'd spent like 15 years being aware of the language. It was just second nature now. Oh, beep, beep, beep. So you notice we have the beep protocol. Every time I hear a virus word, it's just straight up beep. So it was like having a, what's the word? Geiger, you know the thing, the radiation detector?
Yeah, Geiger meter.
Yes. And as you were talking, it's like, dee, 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 dee. Oh, okay. This guy's infected. This master is infected. You see what I'm saying? So whether you had said one virus word or 10, the specific words is not what I was counting, but I could hear how they were distorting your truth that was emanating from you. And on top of that, your mind had the X1 chip. You have that super fast brain, which only comes with the great ones. Your intuition is there. So what in my mind, I was looking at you with X-ray eyes. I'm like, oh, this is a great one. Oh, yeah. I can see it. But now when he talks, which is the mode through which we create in the world is language and speaking, the voice. Every time you spoke, it was like, oh shit. Oh, dude, you need some help. Okay, look, I'm just going to have to bill you. There is no other way. We just have to work together. And I require a long-term commitment for the clearing that we're going to be doing to unleash this great one. And so the pricing piece was really a test for Nigel, because that was the guidance I was getting to put more value on my offering. Prior to that, I was like giving it away for nothing. But this guy here, to me, Ian, it was like looking at a masterpiece that had been in a basement forever and dust was all over it. And nobody can see that this is a Rembrandt. Can anyone see? This is a Rembrandt, man. They're like, no, it just looks like an old painting to me. Oh, God, you guys need X-ray. Okay, you know what we have to do is clean up this master. Just clean him up. So the language was the only thing, well, not the only, it's the only thing that was interfering with you. So I'm like, hey, dude, here's the list. Start paying attention to that. And in history, like on record, this is the fastest activation I've ever. You're Ian, Master Ian, you're the fastest person I've ever worked with in my whole journey. Are you aware of this?
Now, up until now, no. And now, well, now I am. And the really neat thing is this language, it's words that are used so commonly. And when strung together, what I really learned was it creates such ambiguity that there is no possibility for me to, or very small possibility for me to be able to create at the level that I was desiring to create at.
Exactly.
I was speaking, it was like all slippery language. There was no thing that would actually pin me down to any kind of agreement, because the language was in a way of creating or saying what it was that I desired not to create.
Yeah.
Versus what is my true intention in life. And my mind was thinking in this way. Yes. And when that is the mind's thinking that way, I was so consumed with skepticism, with doubt, with what later was revealed to me as my own insecurities that I was actually projecting out into the world. And this very beginning piece of the language, I had no idea why I was getting this piece of paper to actually track these words that Master Nigel had identified. And through the process, so many new additional words got identified, which was amazing to see how that unfolded. However, there was another element to this. Before I could even pay, I got a list of core values that were non-negotiable. And the interesting thing was the core values totally resonated with who I thought I was being at the time. It was so easy for me to say yes to these core values. However, the language I was using in itself prevented me from being able to actually embody and embrace these core values at the level that actually would create massive shift in everything in my life.
Exactly.
So one of the things I was hoping that Master Nigel was going to bring out here is how insecure I sounded when I spoke. He speaks about my greatness and this Buddha, and maybe there's a frequency and vibration and energy that I had that I was holding in my heart that somewhere I knew was true to be me. However, I had so much bullshit going on in my head that everything that came out of my mouth was to prevent me from being attacked by another person. So I could never be pinned down. Go ahead.
I think at this point in the conversation, it's worth drilling down into the depth to bring our listeners to see with me. Come and see with me what I was seeing. And then I think it would help everybody. And also maybe Master Ian, you would see what I've been looking at. So on the surface, what people hear are the words, right? And in a lot of personal development field right now, they are looking at the words and they're talking about mindsets, right? You hear that word a lot. And the thing about mindset is reflected on my speech. My speech is really my mind on loudspeaker. Yes?
Like, absolutely. The only way I would say anything is first I would be thinking it. Otherwise, it will never make it out of my mouth because I've never came to my awareness.
Exactly. So for me, the language I'm using is really a reflection of the thinking that's going on. So everyone's thinking, but most time their mouth is closed. So we never hear their thinking, but we can see it in their body. Like if we were on Zoom now, you'd see, as I'm talking, you'd see Master Ian's eyes like looking up and his head might be turning and you know he's thinking in there. So my favorite question is, what are you thinking? Which means put it on loudspeaker, please. Now, and then when it comes out, these virus words may be infused or infecting the thought. So I can hear that. And I think Master Ian has that skill now, right? Master Yen, you have it right now. You can hear. In fact, you I think you're better virus detector than I am, quite frankly.
I think maybe one day we'll have a virus detecting competition and see who's the best. Yeah. Or I think it really just comes in waves. And really what's funny is when I've called in my one, my new relationship that I'm in, my one, yeah. Her favorite question is, What are you thinking? Yeah. Constantly I'm hearing this. And she's requesting the same thing. And she's started to embody this language and it's changed the world for her as well. So just that popped in. I thought it was so important to share there. The thing is, once this program is installed and it clears that, it's like an antivirus program, and wow. Other people are speaking with this language, I can completely see where their consciousness level is. And I can read, I can detect bullshit like never before, like the most amazing way. I can hear it in the actual words that they're using. So it makes it so easy for me to choose who I'm going to keep myself around. And when I keep myself around people that have a certain language, it can be heaven and earth, or I could do a different language and it clearly will be hell on earth.
Right. So clearly the language has something to do with our life experience. Yes. And the awareness practices, which what that sheet was about, a levels of awareness. Master Ian, you had gone to a very high level of practice. And there's a level of practice where virus awareness, where you're literally detecting virus at such a high level that it's possible to hear the intention of the heart. Period. Like, it doesn't even matter what words they're using, one can detect the intent before the word came out. I think that's where you got to, Master Hugh.
And yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Yes. And so at that level now, what someone says, the actual sentence with or without virus is irrelevant. It's the intent of the heart that is being detected. And the X1 chip that I mentioned at the beginning is the ability to detect minutiae, right? Master Ian, you have that kind of mind. Your mind was designed to do surgery. You understand what I'm saying?
I have one piece that maybe I feel a little differently about having this certain chip. I have the willingness chip. Whereas I think this is everybody has the ability to learn this. And maybe I'm mistaken. However, my heart intention, my heart belief comes through me is anyone has the ability to install this program, use this software. It's just a matter of who has the willingness, who's going to actually be able to make the commitment and test it out. It's a very different way of speaking than what I had been taught to do previously. Like, we would go to battle in session. That's when I would scream at each other. Go ahead.
Ian, so there's another layer I'm going to bring in a minute. But basically what I'm saying is my background is software engineering, right? So this fits. This actual protocol that I'm talking about comes, it's not, I wouldn't say it's come, it's used in software engineering. So the hardware is the brain. The chip is the clock speed. Like, in other words, Master Ian, your brain things, what do they call it, dendrites or whatever they call it, synapses.
You know, neural pathways.
Neural pathway, yours is high. Your hardware is designed for fast, high speed. For some reason, your hardware, your body, your mind, your physical being was designed for speed, right? whichever part of you we're talking about, speed, you're fast. And so your brain is fast. And that's why I call it X1 chip. God, this guy's got the fast processor. He's fast. This dude is fast. Then there's the software, which is the language. So you are processing virus very fast and spitting it out fast. And once you started becoming aware of it, you became aware very fast and mastered it very fast. You see what I'm saying? So that's just like Master Ian's gift is speed. Does that make sense? And everyone has the potential of that speed, but Master Ian came in ready like that. Like, I didn't give him speed. He has speed. So whatever he does, it's going to be done quick. Is that true, though, for you? I mean, that's my reading, but I'm thinking, is that true for your life? Like, when you look at your life, do you see speed as a common thread running through?
I think the speed comes as a component of commitment.
Oh, you're committed.
So when I commit to it, like, that virus sheet,
yeah.
I went for a bicycle ride and I took it with me. And while I was on conversation with the person I was with, I would be pulling it out and marking the virus or counting it in my head and making sure I was really embodying this. So in the case that I'm going to go get a new pair of pants, I'm going to try on the new pants and I'm going to take some walk steps in them, make sure they're comfortable. Same thing with shoes, make sure I like it and make sure it feels good. I might put them on and be like, they're too tight and no already. I may never even put the pants on if I'm looking for new pants. With this, once I've decided, I decided to get these new pants, I'm going to wear them all the time and make sure I really enjoy them and use them and embrace them and make sure that they feel really good. Same thing with these teachings, these practices, these reminders, whatever one may like choose to call them. When I committed to working with Master Nigel, I was 100% in. And that's where I think the speed comes from, is one of the core values is integrity. And my belief on integrity was, I do what I say I'm going to do when I do it. There's an upgraded definition to that. However, at the beginning, that was one of my core values and my definition for integrity. Okay. And when that happened, it was like, I'm doing this. I'm not half-assing this. I paid a lot of money for this too.
Exactly. So I guess then what I'm actually intending to say is that Master Ian operated at a higher level than most people, period. And what I'm hearing Master Ian say is that anyone can operate at this high level if they commit. Is that right?
That's my belief, is that this is open. Actually, I think it's part of the birthright of heaven on earth.
Absolutely. I'm saying that I'm in 100% agreement. However, the access to it is what
It was already turned on for me.
Well, let me frame it in another way. Remember I introduced the 7 levels of mastery, yes?
Yes.
It's just a number system that goes from 1 to 7, and it measures ability, measures practice. So when I measured Master Ian, he was at like 4.8. Normally, that's the 6-month mark for my regular clients. He entered at 4.8. And 5.0 is heaven on earth in my practice. And in about less than a month or so, this guy was flash past 5.0 in the practice. And so I'm like, dude, you know, there's only 7 levels and you're at 6 already. That means your destiny is 7, and 7 is the Buddha, is the Jesus, is that level, it's a very mystical place. So for me, it was like, I wasn't really doing my usual heavy lifting with Master Ian. For some reason, this guy had done work already. And we just need to remove the mud on the Buddha, which is virus words. So everyone can get there. And literally that is what the level seven master teacher's job is, to get everyone to where they are, which is why I said, Master Ian, you're a master teacher, period. You know, the only thing you've got to do now is secure yourself at your high level and teach, period. Teach. Remember, that's what we're teaching. And in no time, you wrote a book and you're teaching. I'm like, oh, he's mission accomplished. But I really didn't do that much work, because for some reason you had done a lot of work already in practice. And this was the last, for me, it was like polishing is what I was doing. And the polishing that I felt I was doing with Master Ian is bringing into heavyweight awareness of the power of words to distort vision and experience, to distort the reality of heaven. So words are lenses that determine how I experience the world. And there are certain words, especially in the English language, that was intended to distort experience of heaven. And yes, it was implied to Master Ian, even though his destiny is to bring everyone into the experience of heaven on earth. All great ones had this mud splashed on them. And so the real work is, how fast can I clean it? And then once I'm cleaning, because it's never pure, how fast can I help others to clean, right? This is the teaching part. And then when I'm teaching others to clean, am I just wiping the mud off their eyes, or am I helping them to learn how to wipe mud off themselves and others so that they're not dependent on me? So that's where I met you. It's like, this guy was ready. I never actually heard you say heaven on earth. I thought I taught you that. And it's only later on I realized you were on this path way before you met me. Is that true?
I used to lay in bed at night when I was a little kid and pray to Jesus and God that if there's all this pain and suffering in the world, that they could to use me as a vessel to clean it. Like I had forgotten that I used to do that every single night. I was so sad about how the world was, and I used to, for years, beg for help or beg to make me as a, use me as a vessel for that.
No, I'm getting goose pimples as you're talking. Ooh, man, that is a sign. That's like a Christ. You just spoke the words of a Christ. So that's what I'm saying, Master Ian. You are a chosen vessel. You chose, or you surrendered to your calling many, many moons ago. And you just met me, or our meeting was just polishing, as far as I can see. And I'm like, wow, this guy is something else. This guy is something else. I'm like, did I just come to Miami just to meet this one person? And so, yeah. So back to the words now. So Master Ian, what I was detecting was not your words. I was actually detecting your high intentions. I felt your intent. And I was like, oh, I can see what he's about, but I can tell the rest of the world doesn't, because the language he's using is helping them to be blind. His intent is true, but his reality is blinding. So I'm like, I gotta clean this up. I can't clean it up. He has to see it and clean it for himself. So the purpose of the virus detector tool is to help Master Ian to see. And so if I was to say any work that I've done with you, if I was to claim any accomplishment, it was like, hey, you know, I met this great master and he was blind, but now he can see. That's it, Master Ian. And I didn't actually make him, I didn't make you see. I just showed you the thing that was interfering with your sight and you cleaned it up. And you're very good. Trust me, the best I've seen in my long journey of 15 years practicing this, Master Ian is the fastest, baddest that I've ever seen. So I'm like, yay, I feel so great. Like you're one of the best things that happened to me, Master Ian. I don't know if I tell you that. Did I tell you that?
I think I may have heard that a few times, and I appreciate that. I may say the same thing back, and then I remember a certain state of awareness is that I am you, and you are me. So I choose to live at that place and just see the greatness in everything at this point in time. And this practice, the virus detection, key component, the core value, that was a key component. Yes. The core values, a key component, a structure of creating distinctions and seeing, identifying what I may have been out of my awareness. Yeah, also great components. So, we only have a few more minutes here. Is there anything that you would like to share with anybody? Like, what's one thing that they could take action on right now that they could maybe test and implement in their life? Or is getting on a call with you the best thing to do?
Well, I'm actually, at the moment, I'm sort of doing a mini campaign on Facebook. Right? I don't know if you've been watching, but I've made it a practice to put out a distinction, at least one distinction a day on my Facebook page, Master Nigel Henry or Master Nigel. And I've also created some videos that explain, literally it's like a 40-minute teaching on some of these topics. I definitely know that I think I talked about the virus. I talked about the top four core values, the seven levels of mastery. They're videos on Facebook live. And my intention when I'm doing these is like I'm sending out a signal to all those Ians out there. If you know that, like what you said, Ian, Master Ian, was that when you were younger, you prayed to be a vessel. You see that? To end suffering, which basically is saying, use me to help people to experience heaven on earth. So that calling was laid on your heart, moon from childhood. And so there are many great Master Ians out there who have similar callings, surrendered convictions. And what was missing is there was no other master passing their path that said, hey, you, pull them aside like we did. Literally, it was a pull aside, right, Master Ian? I called you aside and said, hey, let's look at this. And I call it the Morpheus moment. You know when Neo and Morpheus have this conversation, right? And then Neo kind of wakes up and goes, oh my God, you're right. That's what I'm really about. I'm looking for those Neos, those people who have already been thinking of ways to create heaven on earth, helping others, whatever. They can see it. There's something wrong, but they're missing a piece. And so my job is to provide them with tools, distinctions, and practices that allows them not only to see the piece, but to teach it to others. That's my mission right now. And I know especially from working with Master Ian, yes, it is available to everyone, but there's people who are ahead of the game who are gifted to see it quickly and teach it to others. Those are my people. And so I'm launching a little campaign now to find those master teachers and bring us together in one group, like, so we can go deep. And not having to worry about, well, I don't understand. No, you're going to get it because you're gifted. You're supposed to get it. And we're going to demand your excellence because you have it. These are gifted people. Master Ian, you're one of the gifted people. And it's not that you have gifts that no one else does, but you represent what they can become. Therefore, we hold you up as a light, a beacon, a model. Look at Master Ian. Well, they're like, well, it's okay for him. No, it's okay for you too. He not only is it, he can show you how to be it. Oh, okay, yes. So it's not an ego thing. It's a role thing. His role to shine and to teach. So he has to be excellent and he has to teach you how to be excellent. So that's my people, Master Ian. My tools are for those people. And when I met you, it was like, oh, this is what it's supposed to feel like. You know, this is how a client feels. They just absorb the material, use it fast, and everything works. So yes, I'm looking for more Master Ians. That's literally my mission. And when there are, and my goal, my current mission is 144,000 of us just gathered or doing our work. When I believe when there's a critical mass of people on this level, the world has no choice but to see heaven on earth, and people are going to live it because the vibrational frequency that oozes off one of these people and the clarity of their speech and language, the light coming out of their mouth is so blazing that there is no place for distortion or darkness. Are you still there, Master Ian?
I'm listening. I'm listening. And I completely agree. And I think that there are more people than maybe are in my awareness. And it's growing more and more each day. I'm meeting more people that are having this way of being. And at the end of the day, it's my firm belief, it's who I'm being and what I believe to be true, yeah, that is going to bring those people to my awareness, yeah, to my circle. And one thing that I've seen or experienced working with Master Nigel is been the level of commitment and how thought out every single step of the way is, mm-hmm, to make it as painless as possible and still experience the maximum amount of growth. And when things change, it may appear that I'm undergoing some kind of, during the transformation, some kind of pain. And that might be a judgment, or it could be a metamorphosis where it's just this beautiful thing. Yeah. And one of the great things that I experienced was the consistency when those parts were, I was experiencing more painful, Master Nigel holding, being the space and creating that space to actually make the possibility for the transformations to get to the next level. I had a whole slew of distractions in my life,
yeah,
of what was my purpose. And I was completely unaware of how I was making hell on earth for myself. And working with Master Nigel is really aided me in moving in this direction and now living by heaven and earth as I sit here in the jungles of Costa Rica in a palace, basically, with the most amazing woman I've ever met in my life, and just being on this autopilot and being able to create from my words. I think one of the first things Master Nigel said to me was, your mouth is your moneymaker.
Mm.
And in the time I was, my mind went to like, of course, when I do speaking gigs, I get paid. When I do sales, I get paid. I that was my first inclination. And now there's a whole nother level of awareness how every single word that comes out of my mouth is creating something. So every word is so incredibly important and spoken with that intention. And for anybody that's looking to have that level of access, check out the show notes. I will have links to Master Nigel's website and this campaign he has going on and that video or a couple of videos, whatever he gives me, put in there. So you can find a way to get access and a teaser of what he's all about. And I'm sure there'll be a link to schedule a call too. Is that right, Master Nigel?
Yes. That is actually the best way. It's just, I like the way we met, Master Ian. We just said, let's sit down and talk. It's very intimate, and then we can talk. And, you know, it's, I really am not a very good marketer, I have to say. and then I realized my intention is to find the Neos. And I rarely find them in mass environments or mass market. You know those mass setting thing where you go put a Facebook ad out and get tons of people? No. My people is the exceptional person that doesn't even respond to an ad. Like, dude, didn't you see the ad? Yeah, I saw it. Well, you didn't respond. I know. That's my person.
So one of the things that I think I'm going to jump in and just because this may point out and help people self-identify.
Yes.
What I found is that the people that are, and this is myself included, so through my own experience, I was at a certain level of awareness.
Yes.
Very high level of awareness by comparison to where I used to be. Yeah. And maybe where the bulk of the population is. I'll let other people make that judgment. However, I'm sitting at this place like where I'm seeing a lot of things going on. I created a lot of success in my life in certain areas. However, I was unaware of how I was doing it. I was coming into awareness of how I was doing it in many ways. And I thought I was like at the top of my game. I came in at this 4.6 or 4.8 level on his levels up to 7 here. And that 4.8 level is like a flourishing zone, like where everything seems to be great. And it was actually the awareness that there was so many more levels to be operating from of observation, a higher plane, a higher perspective. I thought I was at close to the peak of the mountain, the summit of the mountain, and I was really just like at base camp. So anyone that's listening that's like, honestly, I got a lot of really great stuff going on, and I'm just letting time like play it out. Well, that's one way to go. However, in the case that you'd like to get to the next level, and maybe you think there's not, but there is, there always is. It's that choice to take the leap and accelerate the process and see beyond the door that you didn't even know was there.
Yes. Yes. So.
Thank you so much, Master Nigel, for the time today. I'm really, really excited to see what comes of all of this. And thank you for being here and sharing everything with everyone.
Yes. Look forward to more of these. Thank you, Master Ian.
Hey, Ian Gray here, creator of Evolve Life. I'm excited you listened to this episode in its entirety. If you like this episode, please drop in a 5-star review and tell us what you enjoyed about it. Living an evolved life includes surrounding yourself with a dynamic community of individuals. Be sure to check out our Facebook group, My Evolved Life. For those of you ready to make quantum leaps, pick up a copy of the blueprint that brings in your heaven on earth on Amazon.com. If you'd like to schedule a discovery call with me or feel you'd be an excellent guest in this podcast, check out evolvelife.com for details. Until then, enjoy your heaven on earth.